Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of the 2022 NFL Draft Stars, and we're bringing them to you today. We have a fantastic guest. He hails from the Big Ten, Wisconsin Badgers standout safety Scott Nelson. He was also down at the College Gridiron Showcase in Fort Worth, an opportunity to showcase all his skills in front of those potential hirees, and we call them NFL personnel. With that said, Scott, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we appreciate you stopping by. I'm sure a gentleman in your situation, you're very busy. You got a lot going on, and as you make this push towards the National Football League, it's very scarce. Time is a hot commodity. So let's kind of dig into it. You know, I'm looking at your bio. I see you growing up in Detroit. Coming out of high school, was Ann Arbor, the University of Michigan, an option, and how did you end up in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I did have an offer from Michigan. And I just tried to find the spot that was best for me, tried to find the situation where I could, you know, compete the best and just reach my full potential. And I really fell in love with the University of Wisconsin. I think they had a ton to offer. The people there were amazing. They were incredible and really helped me reach what I believe is my full potential, as I'm still working towards it, but they were instrumental in helping me through that process.
Excellent. And we're headed to Wisconsin. We covered the Steelers at Green Bay game and on Sunday, and then we decided Saturday we would visit Camp Randall. Got to see you play the Michigan game. I know you guys didn't win that game, but nonetheless, so that was my first time on camp, and beautiful. I mean, what a gorgeous place. I was blown away by just an awesome campus, awesome atmosphere. You had to love playing at Camp Randall. I'm sure many stories. So let me ask you this. Growing up, was football your favorite sport? Did you play all the sports? And kind of take us through how you ended up on that defensive side of the football.
Yeah, it kind of went back and forth with football and basketball. I played baseball, but I kind of knew it would always be between football and basketball. So growing up, it was back and forth pretty much between those two. And always my dad played safety. My brother played safety. So I was always kind of on that side of the ball. And I would play running back and I played receiver growing up. So it was a fun time. I mean, playing all those positions, just getting experience with messing around and just seeing what kind of football player I could be. It was a great time, especially growing up. And when I got to high school, it kind of started to settle in, and I was playing quarterback and receiver, and I was also playing safety, but safety was always consistent. And that's kind of what a lot of schools saw me as a safety. I had some schools see me as a receiver, but I really like the mental aspect of safety as well. So it was definitely an easy choice to play safety and just try and reach the highest level playing that position.
Now, that's excellent. Now, I don't know all your statistics, so you're going to have to clue me in. Were you ever joking with the coaching staff that you needed to throw some trick plays or catch some passes on the offensive side of things, or maybe a fake punt or something?
Yeah, we had a little bit of that in there, and trying to get the ball in my hands a little bit. At least I was bargaining for it, but nothing in the game where I was able to execute.
Excellent. Once again, Scott Nelson, the standout Wisconsin Badger here on the C2P. You folks remember Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk. Basically, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find this episode with this standout Wisconsin Badger here on the show. You're down in the College Gridiron Showcase. What was that experience like for you, and how beneficial was it for you to finally be able to kind of just look some of these scouts in the eye and let them know who you are, not only as a player, but just as a man?
It was great. It was great to be able to get to know these people and just interview with scouts and get a little more familiar with this whole process of everything. So it helped me out just from an experience standpoint. Obviously, the practice side was nice and good, but the off the field, getting to know the scouts, talking to them, seeing what they wanted, it helped me out tremendously. So it was a great experience, and they did a great job getting people there, getting scouts there, and just getting people able to view us and help us out as much as they could.
Yeah, Craig Reed, Jose Jefferson have really built that into a very special showcase for you guys as you go through this draft process.
Mm-hmm.
And was there a pinch yourself moment, or were you kind of, you know, okay, I'm not saying you're big time in it by any stretch, but what was it like, you know, sitting across the table and seeing, you know, this logo of an NFL team, and then you sat down with another team in another NFL? I mean, is it kind of like, wow, this is really happening?
Yeah, a little bit, definitely. Especially, I mean, being in college for 4.5 years, we were very used to routine, and it was kind of like you were being recruited all over again. Obviously, it's a little different. You don't really choose where you go most of the time. But just that whole experience of, oh, shoot, like talking to this team, talking to that team, it was kind of eye-opening as a fan of football in general. Somebody's been watching the NFL for a while. It was exhilarating, and like you said, it was kind of like a pinch me moment where just like, dang, like I'm getting close to where I've always wanted to be. So it was a great time, and it helped me out a ton.
Excellent. And I ask all the guys that come on the program, Scott, if we threw you in that film room with these NFL scouts, they're breaking down your tape. In your own words, what do you think they're going to love? I call them your hallmark home run abilities. What's going to pop off that tape that they're going to fall in love with?
I think if you just watch my tape, I try and end up around the ball a lot, whether that's just through the pass game, through the run game, always try and finish on the ball, always try and put yourself in a position where you can end up making a play, whether you're able to finish off a tackle and try and get the ball out, or the ball pops loose or somebody tips it. Just try and end up as close to the ball as you can, and good things happen. And I tried to do that as much as I could throughout my career, throughout my playing time at Wisconsin, and trying to continue that over as much as I can, and hopefully good things will happen.
Fair enough. And how about this one? Because this is your show. We want to promote you. I don't know at this point in the draft process, there's not much teams don't know about you, but this is your show. What goes unnoticed? Could have been the defensive scheme that you guys ran where you maybe weren't allowed to blitz as much, do certain things. Weight room warrior, film junkie, team captain, community service. I mean, what do NFL teams need to know about Scott Nelson at this point?
I would definitely say film junkie, football IQ. I've always kind of taken pride in that, and it's always been something that I've been blessed with a lot of ability. And coming to Wisconsin, being coached by Jim Leonard, it's only increased that tremendously. So I've really taken pride in understanding the game, understanding my opponent, and going out there and trying to execute as best I can and help the guys around me. Going to be somebody that they can always depend on if they have a mind lapse and they don't know what to do. I'm able to understand the whole defense and how it works together and get guys lined up in the right spot.
Awesome. Well said, and way to benefit yourself. You know, we throw that question out there. Some guys should be like, I love football. I'm like, well, I hope you do here at this point, but you know, expect a little bit more to it, just loving the game. Now you mentioned the film junkie. This is my favorite question to ask. Is there, you know, you're watching film all week, Saturday rolls around, you're on the field, and what you studied kind of comes to fruition, and it doesn't have to be a game-changing play, but just the little intricacies. Is there anything that comes to your mind that you could share with us where you know, that happened and you were able to call out a play and change something where it was beneficial to the Badgers?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few plays. I know specifically the first one that comes to my mind is we were playing Michigan this past year, so you guys were probably at this game during this time, and they ran a bunch of reverses out of their bunch looks, and we were switching personnels, and they were kind of going hurry up, and we didn't get lined up correctly, and judging by the bunch, I was able to kind of be aware of what was coming, and they ran a reverse, and I was in the middle, I was a middle field deep safety, and just kind of from the film study, the coaching from our coaches, and just awareness of what was going on, I was able to kind of be aware of that, and what could have been a big play for them, I was able to make a tackle pretty close to the line of scrimmage and kind of put that out as best we could from the difficult situation we were put in by not being lined up correctly.
That's excellent. So that, I mean, for me personally, in being there, I'm just watching the game. I'm not to mm-hmm. get off subject, but it was the first time that I've been to a football game as a fan probably in 15 years. I mean, you know, covering the game, you're just always there working, and it was just a great atmosphere to take in, and I loved it. Once again, Scott Nelson here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft to find out what this young man brings to the 2020 NFL draft table. Again, if you want more of him, iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. Scott, we always like to have a little bit of fun before we end the show. We're almost out of time. We call it three and out. A few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Now, I'm looking at your bio from Wisconsin. It seems like you have a very, very athletic family. You mentioned your brother and your dad playing ball. I see that your mother, your sister. I mean, you guys seem like you're very, very athletic. Are you competitive? And if you are, what's the most competitive thing you guys do as a family? And if that is so, who usually comes out victorious?
Yes. Yeah, we are a very competitive family. We don't do much to where our parents are more of the judges or the referees at this point in their careers. But my brother played D3 football. My sister played D3 basketball. And my sister-in-law played Division I softball. So we played a little backyard wiffle ball game a couple of years ago. No, it was last year in the summer, and me and my sister-in-law were on a team, so it was the two D1 players versus the two D3 players, and they picked the team, so it was fair there. But me and my sister-in-law came out on top, and able to take down my brother, who's 6 years older than me. So it was definitely a fun experience being able to compete with them out there.
Excellent. That's a great story. How about your head coach, Paul Christ? Is there any pet peeves at practice that he has that really just sets him off, that something you guys joke around and laugh about afterwards?
He's actually super, super calm. He rarely gets mad, but he hates when guys don't finish plays and kind of give up mid-play. So if a young guy's out there and we're scrimmaging and he kind of stops and it affects the play or Coach Chris sees it, he will ring him up no matter the position, no matter – he's usually on the offensive side. But he'll go cross ball. He'll ring up his own guys. So he really can get on people for that. And being a former quarterback, he definitely is very hard on the quarterbacks and tries to push them to be as good as they can be, obviously, but he has very high standards for them. So you'll hear him rip the quarterbacks for not getting through his read properly or something like that.
Excellent. And, you know, you talked about him getting on guys for not finishing the plays, and you mentioned earlier in the show that one of your best attributes is finishing on the ball. So that coaching is something that resonates in you. The final one, Scott, the draft, I mean, it's the 18th of January, so it's probably hard to believe that it's that close. But, I mean, you know, another month you're going to be preparing for pro day and workouts, and then the draft's going to be here. With that said, who's the best cook in your family on draft weekend with your family and friends all around waiting to hear your name called? What would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special moment?
Not to toot my own horn, but I would say that I am the best cook in the family. I've taken pride in that. I've started cooking when I was pretty young and gotten to the point where I can make a decent amount of things, and I've obviously been known to cook to my own liking. So I love spicy food. I love Cajun seasoning, stuff like that, and I can make some food that I really can put down. So hopefully I don't have to cook, but if I'm in that position, that's a good question. I would probably love to make some type of made like a Nashville hot chicken sandwich. We made that a few times, and that's pretty good. So I might end up going with that. Might have to help my family out with that. It can be a group project for sure.
Fabulous career. Appreciate you stopping by, and I know you got a lot on your plate, so we do appreciate you taking some time and sharing it with us. That said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing as we build towards this 2022 NFL draft.
Definitely. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Scott Nelson, the standout safety from Wisconsin, joining us here on the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by.
This has been a C2P exclusive.